Good morning. This is Marco with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, October the 2nd. Overnight, we had corn up 2.5 cents at 479.25, wheat up 7 at 548.5, and November beans down a nickel at 1270. We did have some sales this morning, 210,000 metric tons of corn to Mexico and 132 beans to China. The dollar is rebounding here this morning. It's up 51 ticks. We're only about 25 ticks off the contract highs there. Crude oil is up a little bit, but the metals are really down sharply. Silver's down 80 cents. Gold's down $15. Dow Jones looks to open up about 50 lower. The bonds are about 2/3 of a basis point lower out here. The dollar may put a little pressure on the grains as well as the metal markets out here. We've averted the shutdown from the federal government until November 15th, and that'll be right before Thanksgiving. I don't see things getting any better between now and then. I see a lot of infighting, so I don't know if we'll see anything improve there. But at least we'll get some reports in October that'll be helpful to determine a market direction out here. The corn stocks number was bullish. Corn was dragged down yesterday, or Friday rather, because of the wheat and the beans. The wheat wasn't that bearish except for the spring wheat showed production above average, and that weighed down on Minneapolis wheat pretty hard on Friday. In general, the stocks number was friendly for the corn, bearish for the beans. We've got good harvest weather here over the weekend and the next 2 days. Looks pretty good. So overall, you know, I don't want to be short anything down here. I still think we have a good chance to rally these markets. But, you know, the pros are going to be looking to sell the rallies until we see some kind of real problem in Brazil. For the week, we'll have export inspections at 10 o'clock. We'll have crop progress and see where we stand in terms of how much harvest has been done out here. We should have seen a pretty big pickup in harvest rates. We've got export sales on Thursday. We've got on Friday, we've got the unemployment numbers. I don't think that'll have a big impact on the grains, but I think we need to keep an eye on Brazilian weather now moving forward, Argentinian weather, to see really if the beans can have a rally. But until we see a major problem in South America, the pros are going to be very willing sellers on the rallies out here. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.